didn't leave the Stone Age because we ran out of stones. Likewise, we must leave the Oil Age before we run out of oil. Tom DeMarco, in a letter to National Geographic.
My guest, Tony Brewer, has work in the forthcoming anthology, A Know This Place, Poetry of Indiana, published by the Indiana Historical Society Press and due out in April 2009. Tony will be embarking on a spoken word tour of Indiana this April with three other Hoosier poets. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander.
Trees are poems to a typewriter in the woods. I wish my head could do that. Beat against a tree so hard, shards of bark like words spray from beneath a pointy beak. My tiny brain could take it, wrapped as a woodpecker's, in the prehensile blanket of a keyhole sawtoothed tongue, the skin around my thick skull and eye sockets sturdy enough to withstand infinite repeated impact. And what would I do with the grubs? I'd eat 'em, screams and all, reverting to arboreal instinct where I perch on what I destroy to nourish myself, or mark a trunk to prove I exist, inhaling cedar into hollow bones. Deep in pulp and the rat-a-tat-tat of pecking I produce to feed my face, my insane laugh mistaken for a ploy to attract a mate, I just keep making the sound of a cartoon arrow striking a cartoon tree, my life spent killing sycamores to kill the bugs, killing them slow anyway. Clinging to bark, I nail with my head, my tongue as long as my body, darting out, snagging the prize inside, and recoiling back around a padded gray walnut of brain. I'd relish the silence immediately after it's broken by my frantic code, then tense my neck and make a hit, perfect, plumb, and true, I've made 20,000 times on this trunk alone, feathers ruffling to repel splinters as I bore a hole to heartwood, eyes shut, holding tight my limb, my crown, a red tuft chiseling in a blur, the only story I know to tell. Technology abides. The long-distance puppet of its arm pops and locks an aluminum hand into sand sifted through digital fingers. Red rock with microbial matrix inside rests in its closed-circuit clutch in thin Martian air. It brings the sample up to volatilizing nostrils, to its fluorescent electric tongue, and sniffs and tastes and beams back to master all the secrets passing through the vessel of its polymer being. Dropped in a crater, harsher than the tests it suffered but withstood, which is what got it sent. No memory now of the pile of rejects that could not take the heat, the cold, the radiation bungling instruction or transmission, or worse. Soon no memory at all. Winter is coming to Mars, the season unaccounted for. This unit was not built to last through that long night. And yet it scoops and snoops, oblivious to fate, the shuttering of its solar panels to no sun. The tiny triumph of this persistence fuels hope among bespeckled fathers pacing monitors back at home base. Home. A funny name for where it barely lived. More idea and blueprint than mirror, steel, or grid. Born in latex-lined, dust-proof, high-security rooms, on a tight budget, between games of doom, it will not touch Earth again, nor feel the gloved caress of men. The Maker is not so inclined. And so it waits, as we all wait, for the sun to go away, completing a mission wired so hard inside that when the batteries die, its arms are frozen, flinging dust in a dark, silent storm, as if waving goodbye to us 70 million miles away.
Today, poems on the Poet's Weave are by Tony Brewer. I'm Jenny Kander.